Meanwhile, in Hawaii, we're dealing with racism too. On Kauai, Police Chief Todd Raybuck is being censured by the police commission for racist behavior. They found the chief squinted his eyes, bowed up and down, and mimicked a Japanese accent, and he voiced stereotypes while discussing police business. The State of Hawaii Organization of Police Officers has called for Chief Raybuck to resign. A community petition is calling for forgiveness. How do you respond to these excerpts from Raybuck's apology?
Aloha kakou. First and foremost, I'm deeply sorry for the hurt that my words have caused to those involved, to our police department, and to our community. The comments I made were not made with the intent to come across as discriminatory or to humiliate and hurt others. In hindsight, I recognize that regardless of my intent, my words have caused people pain. I look forward to the opportunity to apologize directly to those who have been hurt by my words and hope that we may repair our relationships moving forward.
Todd Raybuck graduated high school outside Chicago and started his law enforcement career here in Hawaii as an Air Force law enforcement officer.
I recognize now and accept that my comments were insensitive and improper as the chief of police. I respect the findings of the investigation, and I will accept the police commission's decision on my discipline.
After the Air Force, Raybuck joined the Las Vegas Police Department and served in a variety of roles. He was commander of a substation before he retired after 27 years on the force. Raybuck was hired to lead Kauai's police department out of a slump just 2 years ago, in 2019.
I understand that some of you are disappointed in hearing about the findings of the investigation. I'm disappointed too. I'm disappointed that my actions brought undeserved scrutiny on my police department. I'm disappointed that as a county leader, I've not been the best example for my employees to follow. And I'm disappointed that my family has had to witness and endure the fallout from my mistakes. I believe this situation will allow me to become a better person, a better father, and a better leader. I'll work hard to rebuild damaged relationships and restore the community's trust in me. I believe I have so much more to give this community. I ask for your forgiveness and the opportunity to move forward together to continue to serve the people of Kauai. Mahalo for your time. Aloha.
Kauai Police Chief Todd Raybuck. Does racial joking around mean racist actions? In Hawaii, culturally, race relations seem to be more nuanced. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami laid that out this week in a conversation with my colleague, Catherine Cruz. He talked about the crude remarks and comments, gestures attributed to Chief Raybuck.
It's hurtful. Not only was it embarrassing to him, but I think, you know, a lot of Japanese Americans are a bit embarrassed to have been characterized in that light. The impact and just the timing is horrible. You know, I have a 17-year-old daughter who spends her days learning from home, like many other kids right now, but she just took her SATs. She's at home researching what colleges she wants to go to. With the recent ongoing anti-Asian sentiment in some areas, she's also been Googling where it is that she feels safe, and she's been scratching off lists of colleges that she was considering based on that. So, you know, it's a touchy subject, and it's one where I get it. You know, growing up in Hawaii, we used to have Frank Dilima come to our schools. But what he did was he taught us how to embrace our differences, embrace diversity, be able to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves so seriously. But in this context, it was hurtful to many people. And, you know, Chief is going to, he's going to make people whole. He's going to have that opportunity. You know, and let's call a spade a spade. If you grew up in Hawaii, it's part of our culture. It's almost ingrained to embrace our differences. But it's a challenge for a police chief. It's a challenge for any high-level executive that you walk a fine line, and there are certain things that were held to a different standard, and he's going to learn from this. I'm not going to judge anybody for making a big mistake, because God knows I've had my share of them. I've at times have had to make people whole, and so I know what it feels like, and he must feel terrible. You know, I think about him and his ability to move forward. But as far as resigning, that's something he's going to have to decide. And I'll leave it at that.
Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami, where are you on this? Do we hold public officials to a different standard in terms of behavior, like mocking racist stereotypes? Is it really okay for everyone else? This week, the online hate tracker Stop AAPI Hate charted nearly 3,800 incidents against Asians or perceived Asians so far during the pandemic. Over 500 incidents were reported since the start of this year, not including the six Asian women who were shot this week.